It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAviga. On the phone with us today, Kent Lorenz of Stratton, Nebraska. He serves as the chairman of the Nebraska Wheat Board. And Kent, we're talking about a recent meeting that you had the chance to attend in Manhattan, Kansas. Tell us a little bit more about the meeting and the things you guys were discussing.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for having me on today, Alex. And I'll kind of hit some main points. This is a meeting this time of year where we set the budget for the Wheat Foods Council and for the coming year and talk about activities we're going to do. Mainly, we discussed new members coming in also, which the American Baking Association is becoming a member, and the American Society of Baking, and we're really happy about that to increase the membership. Wheat Foods Council, basically it reaches out to myth-busts such as the gluten controversy, and now, of course, carbohydrates is the big issue. And also, they target trainers, doctors, and those kind of people that have a very high influence on that situation, on those myths. And to change the idea that wheat is a bad food and that it's necessary in your diet. So anyway, we also, in talking about new things coming along, we talked about which is going to be the next myth and possibly problem coming up for wheat, and the glyphosate amounts that they're finding in flour is going to be the next issue probably. We also found the SRG company, which is our marketing company, and we set up our programs with every year. They talked about possibly using TikTok as a venue because of the huge number of hits on fitness, health, and wheat. And we decided against that due to how TikTok is looked at, that our states would not did not want to probably go that direction. And anyway, that's kind of a small synopsis of what we talked about. But of course, gene editing is coming in wheat now, and that's also an issue that we talked about, whether it was going to be acceptable or not.
Excellent. Well, Kent, as you think about the meeting and the things you get to bring home to Nebraska wheat producers, how do you use all of that information here at home?
Well, I guess what we try to tell the wheat producers that down the line with the technology we have in wheat breeding, we are looking to the future for increasing its baking abilities as well as yield, and that we're trying our best to keep the consumer informed that what we are doing as producers is to provide a reasonably cheap food source to them, and a real healthy one at that.
Excellent. Our guest today, Kent Lorenz. He serves as the chairman of the Nebraska Wheat Board and farms near Stratton. Kent, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and thank you again.
That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And for more, you can go to nebraskawheat.gov. I'm Alex McAviga on the Rural Radio Network.